In Matthew's gospel, Jesus launches his ministry with an act of enlistment, an act of recruitment. It's the very first thing he does. Before there's any healing, before there's any teaching, Jesus recruits followers. His first enlists are four sturdy fishermen, Simon and Andrew and James and John. And we learn from the start that this ministry upon which Jesus is embarked, this ministry into which he has been sent into the world by God, it will not be a solo performance, not even for the Son of God. It is a team effort, always has been, always will be. And this is only confirmed in Jesus' first sermon. Early on in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus turns the sermon itself into a kind of an altar call, an act of recruitment. Come, he says, come, you who are hearing my words, come and join me in this new undertaking. And together, he says, together, we will bring to the blind a kaleidoscope of colors. Together, we will bring to the lame a leaping of both body and soul. Together, we will bring to the prisoner companionship, to the alien a warm welcome, to the hungry a feast, and nothing less. In other words, this Jesus thing, this Jesus event, as biblical scholars sometimes call it, it will not be a solo performance, not even for the Son of God. And I think this is something that you should know before you get too deep into it. Christianity, it's not a spectator sport. It is a communal undertaking. So if you decide to respond in the affirmative to Jesus' call, I want you to be well warned that if you jump in with both feet, you will get in over your head. And so it is that early on in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus sets about enlisting his hearers. And let me be specific here. Let me spell it out, because Jesus is pretty specific. First, he says, before anything else, light a lamp. Light a lamp. And then, I don't know why he has to say this, but he says, then don't hide it. Light a lamp and then put it high. High enough so that it will give light to all who are in the house. Now, if Jesus were teaching today, I suggest he would not say, light a lamp and put it on a bushel. He would say, get your flashlight, one with a really good, strong beam, check the batteries, and then switch it on, and don't put it in the drawer. Switch it on and go out there into the world, go out into God's world, into its nooks and into its crannies, and shine the flashlight's strong beam on those things, on those matters, on those people, and on those circumstances that are especially close to the heart of God. Such is what Jesus asks of us. Shine a light on those things that matter most to the heart of God. And it so happens that these past several days, we have an example of this happening in our world. A follower of Jesus, a man named Francis, happens to have a really big flashlight, a papal-sized flashlight. His beam works better than most of ours, but just you get the idea by watching him. He lifts his enormous, this is like a two-fisted flashlight, and he, with its strong, wide beam, he shines it on those matters and those people and those circumstances that are especially close to God's heart. So he's taken his beam of light and he's trained it on the world's millions of refugees. Now, he was speaking to the U.S. Congress, and he was looking those politicians in the eyes, policymakers straight in the eyes, all the while the bright beam of his really big papal flashlight is trained on and exposing the desperation of millions of people. And the Pope said this. Francis said that the solution to the refugee crisis is the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then the Pope took this big, huge flashlight and he swung the beam around and he focused it this time. He settled it on the desperation of the world's poorest people. And he said, he held it there, unflinching that light, trained it on human misery, and he said, look, don't turn away, look, don't blink, take a good look. And then he swung the beam around again, and he trained it on those who sit on death row, those who await execution, and he held it there, that light, he held it there, steady, and he said, take a look, take a good look. And then he swung the great beam of his light again, and this time he trained it on the earth. He shone his strong, bright light, his wide beam, on places where the earth is shriveling, recoiling, shuddering, warming, heaving, and revolting under the unbearable weight of insatiable human appetites. Now, the Pope he's been severely criticized for shining that strong, bright beam of light on these matters. One senator and an opponent of bringing in more refugees or immigrants, he argues that Francis isn't sufficiently steeped in immigration law to say these things. And that's true. He is not sufficiently steeped in immigration law. The Pope is no expert on immigration law, but for the Christian, for the follower of Jesus, for Francis, that critique is actually entirely beside the point. Francis is doing that which Jesus recruited him to do. He is playing his role on the stage of life. He is shining his light on those matters and those persons and those circumstances that are close to God's heart. And when he does this, an extraordinary thing happens. The poor, the prisoner, they no longer sit in darkness. They are no longer invisible. A beam of light has exposed their plight, turning nameless statistics into mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters. And with that light, there comes into those people a ray of hope and human companionship, for the lost one is found. The ones who sat in darkness, upon them has God's light shined. So here's the thing about this work for which Jesus recruits us. Now, we're not policymakers, we're not politicians. That's not what this is about. And God knows, and I want you to hear this, it's not about being right or left or Democrat or Republican or communist or socialist or capitalist or Italian or American or Argentinian. For those ones recruited by Jesus, those who respond and say, here I am, Lord, use me, all those isms, they're subsidiary, de minimis. These isms are trifling matters, trifling, compared to our stature as children of God, compared with our citizenship in heaven. So what matters for us as Christians, let's figure out what our role here is, what matters for us, what looms large for us, what gives us our marching orders, church. Our light shining orders, that which orders our days and our nights, God's heart. God's heart and nothing less. So I'm warning you here, be warned. To follow Jesus is no spectator sport. To say yes to Jesus, to following Jesus, is to jump in with both feet and you will find yourself over your head. What matters is what God cares about more than all the world's isms. And that's what's at stake here. In Jesus' call, in that to which he is enlisting us, what is at stake is God's own heart and nothing less. Shine your light there, Christian. Nothing else will do. And will the whole church say amen?